4. Seraphic domains of action. The guardian seraphim are not mind, though they do spring from the same source that also gives origin to mortal mind, the creative spirit. Seraphim are mind stimulators. They continually seek to promote circle-making decisions in human mind. They do this, not as does the adjuster, operating from within and through the soul, but rather from the outside inward, working through the social, ethical, and moral environment of human beings. Seraphim are not the divine adjuster lure of the Universal Father, but they do function as the personal agency of the ministry of the Infinite Spirit. Mortal man, subject to adjuster leading, is also amenable to seraphic guidance. The adjuster is the essence of man's eternal nature. The seraphim is the teacher of man's evolving nature. In this life the mortal mind, in the next the Marantia soul. On the mansion worlds you will be conscious and aware of seraphic instructors, but in the first life men are usually unaware of them. Seraphim function as teachers of men by guiding the footsteps of the human personality into paths of new and progressive experiences. To accept the guidance of a seraphim rarely means attaining a life of ease. In following this leading you are sure to encounter, and if you have the courage, to traverse, the rugged hills of moral choosing and spiritual progress. The impulse of worship largely originates in the spirit promptings of the higher mind agents, reinforced by the leadings of the adjuster. But the urge to pray so often experienced by God-conscious mortals very often arises as the result of seraphic influence. The guarding seraphim is constantly manipulating the mortal environment for the purpose of augmenting the cosmic insight of the human ascender to the end that such a survival candidate may acquire enhanced realization of the presence of the indwelling adjuster and thus be enabled to yield increased cooperation with the spiritual mission of the divine presence. While there is apparently no communication between the indwelling adjusters and the encompassing seraphim, they always seem to work in perfect harmony and exquisite accord. The guardians are most active at those times when the adjusters are least active, but their ministry is in some manner strangely correlated. Such superb cooperation could hardly be either accidental or incidental. The ministering personality of the guardian seraphim, the God presence of the indwelling adjuster, the incircuited action of the Holy Spirit, and the Son, consciousness of the Spirit of Truth are all divinely correlated into a meaningful unity of spiritual ministry and into a mortal personality. Though hailing from different sources and different levels, these celestial influences are all integrated in the enveloping and evolving presence of the Supreme Being.